Thank you very much, operator. Gisela, would you be so kind to make a roll call to see who's on the line?
Good afternoon, everyone. On today's call, we have Olga Tavalli, Victoria McEvedy, Huck Gomes, and from staff, we have Julie Headland and Gisela Grubus-White, myself. Thank you. And sorry, apologies, we have Krista Papak.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Good morning, evening to everyone. Thanks for joining us, and welcome, Julie, back to our group. We miss you. I miss you a lot, but it's okay that you had your nice holiday. And I sent a proposed agenda, which I changed because I had some comments from Victoria and from Rafik. The last conference call was quite interesting. I went back to the transcript of the call because I think that Rob gave a lot of information that I could hear, but then it was very useful for me to reread it again in the document. And I think it was full of relevant information for our group. And during the last week, I think it was a mail sent by Julie with a document about transparency, suggested additional stakeholder group charter elements to ensure transparency, openness, fairness, and representativeness principles. Is this okay, Julie? Did you send it maybe 2 or 3 days ago, right?
Yes, that's right. I sent it, yes.
I have a question that I couldn't realize reading the transcript. This is a document that it's already reviewed by staff, by the board. It's a document that it's available or for comment. What's the status of this document? That I couldn't realize from reviewing the conference call transcript and maybe what I remember from the call.
Right.
Julie, Rob is here, just in case.
Rob, I didn't know you were there.
You stepped in just at the right moment.
My apologies for being late. I have fat fingers sometimes when it comes to calling in on these calls.
Don't worry. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Olga. That document, as I tried to express in the last call, at that point in that call, that was more of a concept than an actual document. I recall that I shared that through various discussions that had taken place in Sydney, through discussions that, you know, had been months before, we had identified as staff that there were potentially other elements to add to the debate and the mix, because there were constant conversations and feedback from folks as to, well, all these canned bylaw principles are great, but what do they mean? And that document was an attempt on the part of staff to make suggestions to the community to additional elements that could be part of these stakeholder group charters. A little bit of history, you know, these concepts and ideas really floated up. I don't know if Victoria's on the call, but I think you know, Victoria, if you're here, that there were initial opportunities for people to comment on the existing constituency charters. And these discussions about these types of issues, membership, reporting about finances and decisions, how meetings are run, came up a lot in the context of the constituency discussions. And, you know, right before Sydney, the Structural Improvements Committee decided in its wisdom or through its debates and discussions to essentially do away with constituencies on the contract party house side. You know, they basically declared that those groups are more identifiable as contracted parties, and therefore one of the critical gating elements was you have to have a contract. And so, you know, the practical effect of that is on the contract party side, there will be stakeholder groups, and then, you know, if the board approves the SIC recommendations, this concept of interest groups will be a part of those groups if they choose to form. And so that created a gap. If the board approves that approach, that you then have stakeholder groups that may or may not, at least at the present time, have the same sort of protections for their members, the same opportunities for transparency that might exist down the road for constituencies. And so realizing that the train was leaving the station, a number of us thought that it would be good to contribute those thoughts and ideas for potential elements in the stakeholder group charters. And so that was the context of that. We submitted it in the public forum on stakeholder group charters so that we'd have an opportunity for the community to see those ideas. The intent being that this isn't something that we do in a back room, but it's important for the community to see those ideas and have an opportunity to discuss them. And so they were presented as comments in the forum with the hope that people would be looking at those and share some of their own views or comments. I must confess that since that forum just closed a couple hours ago, that I have not looked through all the comments in that forum to see if folks have expressed opinions about those elements. I recall a lot of comments about some of the stakeholder group charters themselves, but I don't know if anyone has provided some substantive insights about those elements that we've suggested. So I hope that, answers your question.
Yeah, very much. And I checked the forum comments. I didn't have time to go through all of them. But I think that from the working group perspective, perhaps we should go through those comments and try to find elements for our work. By the way, I think that Rafiq suggested something like that, or at least raised an awareness about these discussions going on in an email sent to the list during this week.
Olga, sorry, Rafiq has joined the call now. Thank you.
Hi, Rafiq.
Hello.
Hello. I was just talking about your comments sent to the list this week, about the comments on the forum about the stakeholder group charters and elements. So I read this document. I didn't have time to go through all the comments sent by the open public, but I think there are some elements that are relevant to our working team, like, for example, collecting and publishing active member names and membership category, some issues about finances and working in stakeholder groups that may be relevant for the work that SS is doing and also Victoria in their sub-working teams.
Could I?
So, yes, who's there?
Are we having a queue or anything? Are we going to... Sorry, Olga, I'm just...
I was just finishing and opening the queue, so if you want to start, Victoria, and who else wants to be in the queue? Go ahead, Victoria.
Rafiq may want to... I mean, I would appreciate if he would expand on his comment on the list, because I'm not sure that I fully understood his point. So, but I'll start with sort of my point, and I have some questions just so I understand... I think Rob's document, it's very helpful, Rob, to have the explanation from you, and thank you for that. But I think it has quite some bearing on our work, and so I just wanted to ask you one or two questions, if I can, and understand. I think, I understand the explanation that you've given to date, and I guess that my real question is, my first question is, and I have a few of them, but the first question is, what will now happen to this document, Rob? Is there a process that will now go on? Will this document now sort of get wrapped up in some other process, or will there be a merging of public comments and then a document formed based on this plus public comment, or?
Robert, you want to answer?
Sure. Any number of things I imagine could happen depending upon how the SIC wants to treat it. That's the Structural Improvements Committee of the board that's been tasked with a lot of this review work. I imagine there may be discussions among board members. As I noted, I would hope that in the comment forum some folks commented on it as well. And then more specifically, I hope it's, provides some seed for discussions maybe among this work team as well. In terms of the actual process, we submitted them as comments to a public comment forum. It's a kind of odd convention, but now I have the responsibility of summarizing the comments, and I can assure you that I work to be very even-handed in that and try to describe all the various types of comments that come in. But ultimately, the board chooses to do what they want to do with those. On one end of the spectrum, although I don't think it's likely, they could say, wow, we saw these comments from staff. Those look perfect. We'll adopt them whole cloth. On the other end of the spectrum, they could come in and say, that's great. Everybody has provided comments. We appreciate that. We're going to go in a completely different direction. From a practical standpoint, if the board were to move forward and say, we adopt these elements, we think they're a good idea, they should be applied to ICANN structures, they could conceivably do that. how that impacts the work of this team and, you know, the efforts of the Operations Steering Committee for the GNSO doesn't really change that, because I think what was envisioned by the GNSO Council in creating these work teams and that effort is that regardless of what happens in these first phases of the implementation, you guys are tasked with looking at the long term. And if you look at the...
Thanks. I think we dealt with it. I mean, you know, you did the... I just wanted to ask you that question. So
okay.
you have satisfied me, and thank you. And you did explain the wider picture last week, and I think I understood that. So I'm just... please continue if you want to, but you fully answered my question there. And thank you.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, just the one other thought I was trying to convey was, because there are a number of questions about the stakeholder groups and the SIC recommendations, one of the important points of it is that on the non-contracted party side, the SIC has recommended that the charter documents that they've circulated be temporary or transitional. And as a result, there will be opportunities, I think, throughout the next year or two, depending upon the length of those quote-unquote transitions, that the community and work teams will have opportunities to provide further input to the permanent charters for those stakeholder groups. And so that will be an important component to keep in mind as well.
That's a new development, is it, Rob? Is that essentially quite a major policy shift that no one really perhaps... Does it derive from a sense that perhaps consequences of some of these structural changes will be unanticipated, and so a transitional period is best? I know that was the suggestion of the commercial stakeholders group. I mean, that's now moving over to the contracted side is the way forward as a policy issue.
I think, you know, this is ICANN, so nothing is ever permanent, right? There's, you know, this concept of continual review of ICANN structures, and that period is currently every 3 years. Of course, the irony of that is that this GNSO improvements review process has taken nearly 4 and still has probably another year of implementation. But there's that sense that things are constantly subject to review, comment, and opinion, and I think we're seeing that in the context of the stakeholder group formation. I mean, this is a completely new structure to ICANN, and I think board members as well as various community members, constituency groups, and the rest are struggling with what this looks like over the long term. And in trying to, I think, finally forge a compromise or closure on this step of the process, the Structural Improvements Committee said in Sydney that they weren't comfortable, you know, in very short order completely changing the game plan and making that permanent. And so their sense, particularly on the non-contract party side, was to accept the recommendations of the CSG, as you know, to look at it from a transitional perspective. And then I think they saw, as they were trying to grow the NCSG side of the house, that it was also important there to have a transition. And I think that, you know, that's somewhat lost in the current debate, but that was clearly their intent that they expressed in many of the meetings in Sydney.
Thank you very much, Robert. Any other questions for Robert?
This is Claudia. I joined the call a little late. Sorry about that.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Hi.
I would like to really stress something that Robert said, that the discussions and the comments made to this document could have some interesting elements, like sit for discussions for our team, because we, apart from the process that is going on of a new GNSO and the restructuring, we have to focus on some guidelines for the long term. And I wonder if I would volunteer with someone else, not surely to finish him by this next 2 weeks because I'm traveling. But I would like to review all these comments and try to find this set for discussions. And maybe perhaps, Julie, we could do that together?
Yes, Olga, I'd be happy to.
Great.
Another thing to keep in mind, too, and maybe Rob can give us an estimate. Staff, and I think he said it's himself, is going to prepare a summary and analysis of the comments that will probably facilitate that effort. That doesn't mean that there's still not value in looking at the comments directly. That way we can keep Rob honest, right? But Rob, can you give us an estimate of when the summary and analysis might be done?
It is my top priority today because board members have said, we see that it's closing and that we have a meeting in a week, and so they wanted to have that, the benefit of that for the community and for their own deliberations as soon as possible. So that's the first thing on my agenda when I hang up from this call. Depends
okay.
how many comments came in last night, but there were about 40. A typical ICANN proceeding has about 5. So it'll take me most of the day and probably into the weekend to produce a final document, but I hope by early next week you guys, from my work team perspective, will certainly have something. The other thing I'd just like to quickly note, and this was an email that was circulated overnight by Bruce Tonkin, a member of the board. He did send around the final agenda of the ICANN board, and on that agenda are stakeholder group charters, board seats 13 and 14, new constituencies and changes to bylaws. What's not clear is what the precise action, if any, the board's going to take on those. They could be informational discussions. They could choose to move forward with an actual decision. We'll all know that better, you know, at the end of next week.
Thank you, Rob. So I would like to propose this, the following. Rob, if you could share with us the results of this board meeting in our next conference call in 2 weeks, and then if you have this document available for, are we able to review it? I think so, right?
Certainly. I mean, the summary and analysis of comments is always the last document that's posted in a forum. You know, typically the forum closes, no more comments are submitted, and then the summary and analysis document is produced, so you've got it all tied up in a package. But I'll also forward that document to Julie for circulation to this team so that you guys have it directly and don't have to cruise the ICANN website for it.
We'll have that next week, right, Rob?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Again, depending upon how much time my family gives me this weekend, but yes, I will be getting that all together as quickly as I can.
You have a tough work to do. And the board meeting will be at the end of July, 31st, right?
It's scheduled for 30 July. I'm not sure exactly what time UTC it'll be.
So maybe in our next conference call we could have some idea of what's the content of the document and some feedback from the board meeting, and then we could see if it's worth to go through every document, every comment, and then perhaps enhance the document with more details that you prepare, or it's just okay with your document. Maybe in 2 weeks we could check that.
Right now my concept is, and what I try to do with the summary documents is group the comments. This is a unique forum in that the board was asking for comments on 4 stakeholder group charters. Many of the comments that I saw the other day are focused on the NCSG. And as I indicated earlier, I didn't see a lot of comments specifically on these suggested elements. If there are comments on that, I will have a separate section, and that's what this team may find most valuable. I just caution you, Olga, that there may not be a lot, unless they all came in the last 24 hours or so, about the elements. I just didn't see a lot of comments on them.
I must confess that when I saw all the list of comments, I didn't go through them because I was kind of scared for the amount of comments there were there. So I had no time. So let's do that. If the team is okay with this idea, let's review the status of this comments and summary that Rob is going to prepare in our next conference call. Yes, who's that?
Sorry, it's Victoria. This is the question asked on the list. And just as we finish this issue and move on, I just wanted to ask Rob, just very quickly, you know, and it's just for my understanding, because I still don't have a very firm idea of how these institutional structures work, but I sort of asked the question to Julie, I think, in the group on the list. Rob, I'm just wondering if you can, and it is, I'm afraid, because I'm a lawyer, then I like to see the checks and balances in the system and just understand how things fit together. And I asked on the list, you know, what governs staff I'm interested in neutrality. It's not a personal question to either of you, but I'm interested in the governance of staff in terms of neutrality of document preparation, which I know that you do see, you can see the neutrality on the face of these things, but I'm just wondering, is there a code of practice or other document to refer to in terms of regulation of the staff? Because there's a lot of discretionary behaviour, obviously soundings and conversations and what have you, and then, you know, compilation of information. There's a lot of influence, and I'm just wondering how that works, how that's guided and governed in the ICANN structure on a formal level.
That's an excellent question. The short answer to that is there isn't one at the moment. The little bit longer answer to that is literally in Sydney, at the recommendations of I think it was the President's Strategy Committee. One of the resolutions adopted by the board as part of the institutional confidence effort was that the CEO has been directed to develop a code of conduct for the staff. I can't refer to a specific document that I'm not aware of one. And the question you raise, I think, is one that's come up in the context of not just policy development, but implementation of policy, you know, all the discussions about new GTLDs and other significant actions that have taken place in the past. You know, all I can do is a rather weak sort of assurance that certainly from a policy team perspective, my observations have been that in all the work that we do, we try to be even-handed and look at things in as broad a perspective as possible. This is ICANN, and with so many different interests, it's just not productive to try to think, you know, about any particular course of action, but really trying to look at things as broadly as possible.
Yeah,
I don't know if
that's
helpful, but
yeah,
that's
helpful.
That's what it is right now.
Yeah, you certainly answered my question. I mean, the obvious issue, obviously, is that the contractor parties effectively pay salaries, in a sense. So, you know, there's an inherent issue there. I would have thought that I might have had structural, you know, some sort of governance valve or something. But anyway, you've answered my question. Thanks, Rob.
Sure. Well, and what I've been told since the first day I started ICANN is it's the registrants of domain names that pay the salaries of ICANN. But I understand your point.
It's true, Rob. You're totally right. So let's do the following. Let's review the document that Rob will prepare, the summary, and see if we want to go through all the comments and or if the document it's enough to have the information for our work. Any comment to that? Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so that's number one of our agenda. It's done. Rafik, would you like to add something to our exchange of ideas about this document and about the comments? I thought that you had something sent to the list.
Yes.
You want to add something or we move to the next? Is this okay that we review this in 2 weeks?
Okay, in 2 weeks.
Okay, great.
Okay. Well, we're going to Olga, we're going to review Rob's document before two weeks, right?
Yeah, I know. The issue is that I'm talking from my perspective. I will have few time in the next week because I will be traveling all the time. So I'm sorry, I spoke for myself. But yes, we will have the document previous to our next conference call, and maybe you have the time to review it and we can share some ideas. Thank you, Chuck, for pointing that to me. So, going to our agenda, in number three, I again refer to the subtask work and how it has evolved from our last conference call. We don't have SS in the call, I guess. He was traveling to the interior, and he was not going to be well connected through this day, so he apologized some weeks ago. He's not on the call, right? No. Okay. Victoria, would you be so kind to tell us your progress in your subtask? I sent you some information. I had no official feedback from my regional RAR, which is LACNIC, but what I did is I investigated their bylaws and all the documents that they have available, and I prepared a document, and I sent it to you. Is that okay? you need more information from us? Is that enough for you to move forward?
Right. So where we are is, yes, apart from where Rafiq is yet to come in with a submission, but and I had asked Claudio for more detail, though I don't know if that's going to be forthcoming or not, but basically most people have done their homework and we have examined some other models. I have a draft report. What I planned to do was to now merge all the comments or reorganize that material and submit it back to the subtask, at which point we have sort of policy, you know, we need to have sort of we need to sort of abstract the level of discussion and look at some policy issues, you know, and then examine the models that we have before us and their possible applicability and start to work towards recommendations. So the next step will really be for me to now produce that document.
Great. Thank you very much, Victoria. So we'll just share it with us in the list once you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions to Victoria?
Olga, this is Claudio. Victoria, I'll get you I'll get you some more details on that.
Thank you. That's great. Thanks.
Thank you, Claudio. Thank you, Victoria. I think Krista is not on the call. She apologized. She's traveling. And do we have Tony on the call? Tony Harris? I don't think so. So I would leave subtask 3 to let them know us about news in the email list. And Julie, do we have some feedback from the letter that we sent to constituencies about in-kind staff support and toolkit?
Olga, I have not seen any feedback yet. And I guess, what we discussed, I think, on one of the last calls I was on, you know, that was close to Sydney, and, you know, we had, I think, asked that they give feedback in July, so we had a little bit of time, and we were letting people come back from Sydney. So I guess what I was wondering is whether or not it's timely yet to send a reminder. And Chuck, I didn't have a chance to discuss this with you, but what would you think about that?
You know, I'm okay with that. I have come to the conclusion that we're not going to get any.
And I have to thank you, by the way. Chuck has sent me a document that I haven't had a chance to review with some ideas for recommendations. And I think that probably jibes with what you just said, Chuck, that we may need to move forward in absence of responses.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's not all bad in the sense that I think that the 12 items of possible services that staff included in the survey were pretty comprehensive in terms of what we might expect as services that constituencies or stakeholder groups or interest groups might be interested in. And so I'm fairly comfortable with that. If that hadn't happened, I would be much more concerned. But that was done the end of last year and summarized and analyzed earlier this year. And so it provided a very good base for us to start with and therefore gave Julie and I somewhat of a head start on our work. And so I think we're, Julie, you and I are ready to come up with a first cut on some possible recommendations that we can only share with the full working team for their feedback.
Yeah, Chuck, I think you're right. I think that, we've asked the question. We asked it in the survey. We got responses. We asked it again. We didn't get responses. I think you're right. I think we can go ahead. Unless other work team members have some suggestions with going ahead between the two of us and coming up with some recommendations.
I agree with going ahead and not sending a reminder. What do others think? Are we okay with that? So great. No, I totally agree with you, Chuck. Maybe we don't have a response just because the letter has all the information that's needed. So I think that we have to move forward, and thank you for doing a good letter.
Olga, just to let you know, in the registry's constituency, I don't know how many times I have both on the list and in meetings brought this up and encouraged feedback and have received nothing.
I know.
So that's another reason why I'm saying, well, okay, people are
satisfied.
That's
perfect. That's perfect. So I agree, and it seems that our working team also agrees in that. So thank you for that. And any other things, Julie, that you want to tell us about the subtask 4 apart from this feedback on the letter?
I don't think so. I think Chuck and I will just work together to come up with something for the team. And Chuck is taking the first cut at that, so we'll work on that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Julie. Number four, we still have this idea of identifying best and bad practices, and it came to my mind after doing this investigation for Victoria about LACNIC that I could, when I have the time, I could bring some best and bad practices from what I know, as I don't work in a constituency, but I do work very close to LACNIC in many meetings in the region. And I know them very well, and the way they work with the community and among them. I think that there may be some interesting things that I could suggest from them. So I will do
can
that
just,
maybe. Someone
not,
want
to, sorry, Olga.
Victoria?
Did you not do that for us as part of our subtask group? Is that
yeah, but I think it's a very long document, what I sent you. It's kind of a 4-6 pages. I don't remember. I think it's not easy to read, not because it's not easy to read itself, but it's long. I should extract some key points. What do you think?
I'm just
saying that okay?
I think there's some duplication between...
Okay.
Because I think... I mean, you and I had discussed... We had agreed on the list that Julie, you and I would merge all the analysis documents. But I'm just concerned that there might be quite some overlap because in subtask two... And we're planning to look at all those different models and look at the best and bad practices of, that fall within the jurisdiction of subtask two, and then work from that. So I'm just concerned to avoid any duplication, really, and extra work for anyone.
Great, totally agree. You're right. You're totally right that we had a pending task that we want to merge some documents sent by Krista and the documents prepared by Julie. And I was going to contribute to that. So once you have agreed in something, I'm glad to help you in that task. Is that okay, Julie? We didn't discuss this with you, Julie, because you were not in the last call or the previous one, but that's the idea.
Yeah, I did see that as a task, and I must say that since I'd only just gotten back on Tuesday, I hadn't taken any action.
No, you're right. It's okay.
Want to just follow up on this call. I am happy to take what Krista's done, what I have done, and what Victoria has done, and try to see if I can put together a document. And also, as Victoria has pointed out, there I think are definitely some duplications. So I will try to merge while I can without losing the specific details that are so helpful.
Okay. Thank you very much, Julie. And sorry if I was duplicate and just wanted to keep the momentum of the ideas that we have discussed and we want to do. Any comments? Okay. Number five, this came to my mind a few days ago when I was going through our wiki. That we seem to be organized about task one. We should start maybe exchanging some ideas about task two, and I must confess I couldn't find them in the wiki, but maybe it's because of my lack of time and I tried to find it there. So please, Julie, at least for me and for all the working team, but I would like to review the task two and see if we can start changing some ideas in how to organize this next step of our work, maybe for the near future, but I would like to review it again. Would you be so kind to point to me where in the wiki is this, because I couldn't find it.
Yes, it is in the wiki, but actually where it is it's listed in our charter. Reason you're not seeing it elsewhere is because we developed a work plan around task one, but we haven't developed a work plan for task two. So task two is simply listed. This is the developing outreach task. I don't have it right in front of me, but what I will do is add that language to the wiki, to the main page, as I post the summary and action items from this call, and then I think as we develop ideas and exchange ideas on task two, then probably the next step would be to develop a work plan similar to that which we've done with task one, and then that would become a separate document and a separate wiki page linked off of the wiki.
Thank you very much, Julie. I'm not saying that we are doing all this in the next 2 weeks, but I just wanted to have that in mind and see if we start to exchange some ideas on how to move forward. That was the intention. So if you can do that for us, I would really appreciate that very much.
It would be helpful on the wiki if the major tasks that we've been given in this work team were pulled out of the charter and shown specifically. I mean, I'm just talking about a paragraph or a little more, so that we keep those in front of us.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that. In fact, I can have those listed right at the top, and then, you know, as I was going to pull out the task two anyway, then I'll list task one and the subtasks just very briefly.
Thank you very much, Julie. That would be very helpful. Any comments? Okay, I think we have reached the end of our call. If we don't have any other comments or business.
I thought we were going to talk about Victoria's issues.
Oh, no, I did.
We did at the beginning, I think.
Did we cover all those at the beginning? Okay, I wasn't sure we did.
Yep.
But I would like to share a comment in that regard, because I was thinking a lot of what Victoria shared. And what I wanted to point out is that, and I think Rob kind of hit on this in his comments, is that if there are things going on that we don't think are good practices, it's in our purview to make recommendations that those not be continued or that they be changed, whether it be membership or anything else. Ultimately, it won't be our decision, but it certainly is our decision as a group. If we can come to agreement on some things, for example, with regard to membership and constituencies or stakeholder groups and participation that we think are valid practices going forward, it's in our purview to make those recommendations to the fuller GNSO. So I just wanted a comment on that's exactly, and I think that ties in directly to what we're trying to do with regard to the best practices and the worst practices and so forth.
Yeah, I would
Thank
agree.
You very much.
I would agree
Thank
with
you,
that.
Chuck. Victoria, sorry I interrupted you.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, Chuck, I think that's a very good point, because at the end of the day, you know, I think one of the things that may be on the table for us to discuss later, and it certainly occurred to me earlier as well, and I'm pleased that you said it, was that it may well be that given the change of structure and the lack of, the lack of regulation at interested parties level in the contracted side, it may well be that we make a suggestion, and it would be no more than that, I guess, that some of our minimums might be relevant at stakeholder group level.
Yes, and in fact, that's, I think, exactly what our task is, you know, to evaluate the things, which is what we're doing, and then see if we can come to reasonable consensus in terms of some recommendations that we would support, and then we'll put those forward.
Yeah.
Great. I think it's a very important point, Chuck, and we should keep that in mind along our work in this working team. So, Victoria, is this okay? You want to add something?
No, I'm all good. Thank you.
And, Olga, okay. Just one general comment from me.
Yep.
The next month or so, I will not be quite as active as I usually am. I won't disappear, but I'm going to have some limited connectivity and hopefully doing some relaxing, too. Wanted to warn you that if you see a little less activity on my part, that's why.
I'm glad to know that you're relaxing, and that's okay, Chuck. Thank you for telling us. I will be traveling the next week, and so maybe I'm a little bit silent because I will be connected but busy with other stuff. So thank you all for your participation. Do we have any other comments?
Okay. Yeah, just I have – this is Julie. I just had one more thing I wanted to add. It's not really
– Yes, please.
Just an announcement. Just so that you all know, as you have known, I've been consulting with ICANN since January. As of Wednesday, I have been hired as a full-time staff member for ICANN. I will be continuing to support this and other teams, doing GNSO policy work. But I also now have taken on a dual role. I am director for ESAC support, So I'll be working with Steve Crocker on the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, and doing work to support that group. So so I'm very pleased to be joining the ICANN fold, so to speak, and rest assured nothing will change as far as my support for this group. And I'll send a message to the team, but I now will have an ICANN, I now have an ICANN email address from which you can contact me, so I'll send that around on the list.
And that will be changed on the list as well, I assume.
Yes, actually, Glenn is taking care of that, and now that I think about it, I probably shouldn't send the email to the list because you know, that information is usually redacted, but anything you send to the list will go to me, and I will send around individually to you, as opposed to the list, my new email address so that you'll have it.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations, Julie, for and thank you for sharing this information to us. I think you have a very interesting challenge. I think SARCIS is a very interesting group to work in, maybe because I'm a technician in my mind, and I find what they do very interesting also. And so congratulations, really. I'm glad to know that.
Thank you.
And any other comments?
I would just ditto that.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Any other comments from the working team? Okay. Thank you very much for joining with us. Let's keep in touch during these 2 weeks. Julie, you're going to send us some minutes, right?
Yes.
And
I will
some action points?
Minutes as well as the action items, and I should be able to get those out today and also up on the wiki. And
thank you
well
very much.
Preparing some documents prior to the next call.
Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend, all of you.
Thank you, Olga.
Olga.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for chatting.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.